is, you interlock the two.
Now stretch them quite as
soccer and the
quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
Bellator.
You didn't do it right, did you?
I did it when you pressed
it. Did you fuck it up? Did you fuck it up from the start?
Nah.
It's these rat's claws, isn't it?
That's it. Has Bellator got the results or anything on?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of the card, to be honest, because I was mainly focused on Jimmy and Craig.
Yes.
That's all good, eh?
Is he mooching?
He just looks so comfortable. You know what? There was a point where I thought to myself, I'm not doing my job properly if I miss events. And then I realised that there's so much MMA now.
Fuck me.
I legitimately can't keep up. But I quite like it.
Yeah. I love having too much content.
Love it.
The problem is, it's like when you roll into a... Like when we rolled into a non-fight week and we ended up having to watch Bare Knuckle. It doesn't feel right, does it?
We end up having to watch it.
Well, yeah. There was
are we rolling,
else.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Raptors are in again. Have you got that weird background you were talking about with the...
James' head's on it.
Nice. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wicked. I look forward to having a look at that back.
Are you going to make your screen a bit bigger this time?
Yeah, I know. Right?
How small was it?
I was just trying to not overpower.
Yeah, you're just being modest.
You're not trying to not overpower. Look at what you're wearing.
Satan don't care.
Satan don't give a fuck.
No, he's like a honey
Pablo
badger.
Satan.
Yeah.
Pablo Satan don't care.
Pablo Satan don't give one fuck.
I'm trying to figure this microphone.
I've got no internet.
Have you not?
No,
it's because my
why.
Gym's in a bunker. Hello everybody.
50
welcome to Full Reptile Radio.
Sea level.
50
sorry. So we'll start that again. This is Tenacious D reference. You don't want that.
Hair looks sharp.
Thank you, my man.
Which is the reason why, and I know you look confused when I brought them into the room, why I have a selection of hats here.
All right, is it
because
to,
you always
is it
wear
to level
hats.
It out?
You always
oh,
get dibs
yes.
on hats. What? So I thought to myself, I'm just going to work through my collection. So
to be
I'll
fair,
wear hats sporadically throughout the podcast.
I never do think about ringing ahead of time to say, would you like to wear a hat this time? Because
no.
My hair is such a fucking mess all the time.
You're doing us both a favour when you wear a hat most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, completely. when you tie it up and look sharp like you do now, then, you know.
Yeah, I get this. I do this the odd time, but because my skin's so fucking sensitive, if I put too much gel on it, it just sends me into a bit of a frenzy. So it's normally when I take my hat off when I'm driving and I stick it on the dashboard and I'm just driving along, just minding my own business. And then I look to the side and my hair's fucking up here and someone's driving past me. They look terrified.
Like you've been electrocuted.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. So it looks good,
got
man.
Got one finger in the cigarette lighter.
In the socket. Yeah, always.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm still not... I know you rock a flat peak all the time. Jimmy Warlord does as well. He looks great in them. I just don't think my head's the right shape for him. I'm not sure whether to tuck my ears in.
See,
to
I go one ear in. And mine's always one off centre. Mine's always off centre to the up to the left, I think. And I've always got one ear in, one ear out.
Like that?
Yeah,
see,
but not as much.
That kind of looks odd to me now.
Yeah. See,
sorry for everybody that's not watching the video. If you're not watching the video,
Dan's just styling out a couple of snappies.
Pull the video up on your phone and stick it on the dashboard. That's how I do my podcast.
That's safe. That's safe for passengers.
That's it, isn't it?
Passengers.
Because you only need to glance over every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not...
It
you're
is hard not
it.
To just
not
stare. What's that dog going to do? Fuck all.
All day. Although he was trying to get on the mats today, wasn't he, at the
he
gym?
He did. He came down to the gym and he got way too much fuss. I think it sent him a bit...
Yeah, he's exhausted
wappy.
Now.
Look at him. But yeah, I think... I always had the dad peak style, the bent peak. Mm-hmm. I always had them. And I think on my last count, I've got about 160 of them sitting
is
about.
That right?
Yeah, so much stupid. And then shout out to Father Blissmas, Chris Bliss, who doesn't let any man tell him what to wear. And he always wore a snappy. And so it got to the point, we did a couple of events and I got some free snappies and I put it on, but same as you, I was a bit self-conscious because I'd never worn one before.
Yeah.
And so I never got into it. And then I got home to my supportive, loving wife and she was like, you look like a prick. And I was like, fucking hell. And she's like, you're not young. You're old. You're fucking old. Stop wearing kids like you're
it takes 10 years off you, though.
Yeah,
you do look 10 years younger when you put on.
Old as
you look
fuck,
like a bloke today.
Yeah, I look more like a 38-year-old.
I mean, I've got some jobs we could do, some DIY jobs, you know what I mean?
Can you just have a look at this before you go?
You're walking with a flat peak hat on. I'm not trusting
you. Hide your wallet. So I've got now, and since we started making hours, if I put a dad cap on now, I feel fucking weird.
Yeah, see, I wore them a lot, and I've got a collection of. I've got loads of the NFL ones.
Yes,
the Reebok. They're actually Reebok, and they're the snapback ones because I can, you know, adjust them depending on the size of my head. At what point in training camp I was?
Yeah,
I went up like 3 head sizes.
I've seen the size of your neck in between. I think was it before the Ludwig fight, and it was just like,
yeah,
just like.
Just me.
Someone had photoshopped a sausage roll under your chin.
Sausage roll neck.
No, you wear it well now.
Sponsored by Greggs.
Talking
to sponsored by Greggs, Craig Duffer did well at the weekend. Craig Turner did really well.
Man.
I know he lost the decision, but his takedown offense was really good.
For me, after speaking to Jimmy and obviously speaking to yourself, I think sometimes it's that big show and it's like doing a driving test. You know, the first time you do a driving test, you don't know what you're expecting.
Oh,
it's a bit.
Mine. Yeah, nearly I killed us both.
Really?
Mm.
What did you do?
I pulled out on a roundabout. You know where Nottingham Night Island?
Yeah.
You're coming into it. So they're like, it's a chaotic island anyway.
And it's on an angle.
On an angle. There's loads of stuff happening in different directions. Like, what? Do you know this one? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I was giggling at you.
Is it because
I'm pulling out at a roundabout?
Was it the word pulling out or is it the roundabout?
What's wrong with him?
Because if it's roundabout, you're kinky as fuck. If it's Dan Sec tape, pulling out a roundabout. Sponsored by Brazzers. Shout out.
You just immediately brought the level of the podcast down.
Sorry.
Mate, he's had to brush his teeth 25 times to get it up to normal.
Have you got mics on?
Yeah.
Good, okay, good.
Yeah. There you go. So you pulled out on a roundabout. A traffic circle.
All right. Do you want to just get out of your system? Just laugh
it
tell
out
of
your
system.
Do you want to tell us what you're actually visualising currently?
Dan in the back of the full reptile van pulling out.
Is he still wearing socks or no socks?
Always socks.
Always socks.
Business socks. Yeah. It's business time.
It's business time.
So I was entering the roundabout. That
okay.
Doesn't really make it. You see, I'm going to laugh at that as well. I know. And there was a car coming that I assumed that he was turning off. Ooh. Because of the you can look at somebody in a car and you can kind of guess which direction they're going, even if they're not, you know, like and I'd anticipated that they were turning off and they didn't, and they nearly ran straight to the side of us. So I failed my first one, nailed the second one though.
Mine was second time. I did my theory test. I think that took me 3 times. It fucked my brain. I don't like writing. I don't particularly like reading. So the two together and having to answer questions. If I could have acted out my theory test in the medium of dance, first time.
What would have been the soundtrack to that?
Probably, I don't know. It would have probably had a little bit of a Tarantino vibe to it with a mashup of a number of Michael Jackson tracks. Probably Speed Demon, Leave Me Alone, and... Dirty Diana.
Speed Demon.
I fucking
like as the Demon. Soundtrack to
my
your
driving test.
Yeah. Driving.
Yeah.
Your dance interpretation of a theory test.
Yeah. And I would have dressed as the rabbit. You know, the rabbit on Speed Demon when he goes into the props closet and comes out. He's fucking badass, man. I actually know the name of the rabbit, but I'm not even going to lower myself to that. So
I don't know where your brain goes, man.
No, me neither. It's scary. The first time I pulled into a bus lane in Knotts and... obviously fuck my test. So then I went for the second time and I sat in the car and the driving instructor was telling me about a bribe he'd taken like the week before, and I was thinking, fuck, am I not reading the signs here?
Right? Is he dropping hints?
Yeah, at the time I had like a pouch of Golden Virginia and maybe 3 quid. I didn't have a lot else to get through my test. And so he's like, have you had any driving tests before? I was like, yeah, I had one. And he's like, how did you do? I was like,
what's it got to do with you?
I fucking failed.
Yeah, surely that'd be obvious.
Obviously.
Right?
Is this a trick question? So, yeah, I passed that the second time, got home and I had a Fiat Uno, a proper, it was a 93
nice.
K-Reg Fiat Uno, black.
Vintage.
It's fucking cool, right? So I ran in and my stepmom met me at the door and she was so buzzing. And like, she's like, yeah, here's your keys, go. And she's like, you need to get some petrol though. Because basically, they got this car for me because I used to ride mopeds, like motorbikes and mopeds. And while I was still riding that, we got this car so I could have lessons with my family. And so my stepmom was using the car all the time. And she's like, oh, you just need to get some petrol. And I was like, cool, no worries. So I jumped in the car and their petrol station is literally at the end of their road. And I had the Rocky soundtrack on, the greatest hits of Rocky, right? So I was like, flying down the road, gets in, jumps out of the car, but I left the door open and the handbrake off. So I'm like dancing back to the petrol, like the petrol cap, like hearts on fire, fucking loving it. Looked around and my car door is getting like compound fractured into the pump and I'm thinking, fucking hell. So then I'm just pushing it, holding the car and pushing it and just like trying to act cool with fucking Rocky blaring. And just go, get someone, shut the door, but watch my fingers.
People have eaten your training for a fight.
Yeah, and they're like, what were you doing?
It's a test.
Yeah, I've just passed my driving test. Like, did they not show you how to put a handbrake? And I'm like, all right, fuck off. Just
leave switching it hats.
Go for it, go for red.
Red now.
I like the rouge.
Yeah,
so I fucked up my driving test, but the second time.
I had a bit of a situation a few weeks ago, actually, in the car that you're currently driving now, which is looking really nice, by the way.
It is the new wagon.
So I got two flat tyres in the space of about 6 months. And one of them, I was coming back from Loughborough, driving along the A6, and I got the signal on the dashboard. It all goes red.
Yeah.
Panics the shit out of me.
It's like, very informative, I've found. Yeah.
Color-coded. Nice.
The Mercedes version is now like, I think this is going to happen soon. Whereas a Toyota's like, you fucked it. It just stops. Yeah. I'm dead.
It stops, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Mercedes gives you plenty of warning. So it told me that one of the tyres was going down.
Like Jarvis.
Like, yeah. It even clears the throat before
it's... Excuse me, Squire.
Yeah. So I pull off the road. Is that me?
Definitely not me.
Yeah.
I think
who was that?
Was it Slim? It definitely sounded like a pinger over there.
Oh, who's guilty? Who's got their phone on?
Who's... Yeah, that's me.
Yes, it was Slim. It, nice man. One.
Called it.
Nice
Ben's
one.
Ben's fuming. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him.
So I'd stopped. And I didn't realise. You know, sometimes when you're in a car and you feel like the road's flat and actually it's on a slight angle.
On a camber.
There you go. Very nice.
That's the correct word.
A camber.
Yeah.
So it was on an adverse camber.
Easy.
Oh, what?
Spitting knowledge.
Dropping knowledge. Sans serif. So I'd pulled over and it was the back passenger side tyre.
Okay.
So I got the shittiest jack out of the back of the car. If ever you need to be able to change a tyre, the car jack is shit. It's terrible.
Pretty flimsy.
So I'd wedged it under in the car in the right place. I'd started to crank it up. And then I realised that as it was going up, the weight of the car was slowly starting to move forward.
Was it moving slow enough, though, that when you look at something, you think, is that moving?
Exactly that.
Is that moving? And then before you know it, you're like, I'm trapped under a car.
So I'd cranked it up. And I'm like, I felt like it had started leaning a little bit. And I also wasn't fully trusting in the car jack. So I'm taking the wheel nuts off and I've taken the tyre off. And the wheel nuts, they took a bit of moving to get going, to loosen off. So I'd been rocking the car back and forward a little bit.
Oh, shit.
And as I took the wheel off the car, the whole thing rocked forward and almost crushed the car jack. Landed on the back rear, what's it called?
The hub.
The disc.
Yeah.
So that's been replaced recently. So
nice.
Owen's got my car, my old car, which is a beast.
Yeah, it is an absolute beast.
We couldn't let it go. We had to keep it in the family.
No.
So it rolled forward and landed, and then I had to get the car jack and I had to jack it back up.
Oh shit!
So I could put the other. Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare.
Otherwise, you're ringing Jimmy. Can you just come and lift
just
this?
Just come
for
and deadlift this. Imagine if you were Dean, like Dean Amersinger. Legitimately, I have seen him deadlift the back of a car before.
I can imagine.
It's ridiculous.
I definitely can't do that. But I actually, I had a bit of a weird. I know we've gone mad tangent before we've even mentioned a fight, but this morning, mentioning your car, I had it valeted. So my neighbour over the road does a wicked. He's obsessed with cars. So he's like, let me clean it. I was like, all right. As long as I can see you. And like, there's not something dirty inside. you can clean it. And so obviously he did this wicked valet for me. So I'm driving around, dead chuffed. Banned the kids from eating in there. Stace told me I've changed, which I probably have, because that's it. Like, you go in the Corolla and you get a mange. You go in this and it's dead nice. And so this morning, I got my list of jobs that I normally get. Anyone who's married will get them. And basically, I had to take the kids to school And because we've done like this new extension-y thing.
Did you replace that skirting board?
I did.
Did you retile the bathroom?
Yeah, I pointed the chimney stack.
You took back, built the garage.
Do you know what? I did. Yeah. And I cleaned the Dyson. I used the Dyson and emptied it.
Mm.
That fucking rolls me off the clock. You know when you go to pick
something
up?
Did you defrost the freezer and wipe out the inside of the fridge?
Frost free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, but I did I did consider mopping. But yeah, the kids are like maniacs. So there's no point mopping. It'd be all right. So there I am, driving in my new car. And I've got two Lino sample books. You know, the big carpet sample books. But these two big ones on my passenger seat. I wasn't happy about the fact they were there. So I was like, fucking hell. So driving from my house into Hina. And basically, at the bottom of this street, right, where it's really, really busy, I just see this husky running backwards and forwards. And I was like, yo. And obviously, as you know, I prefer dogs to people. So I was like, fuck. And there's this old
You were like, free dog.
Yeah, free dog straight away. Free dog. Right? Which is partly the problem. So this dog then, and you know huskies, they're always like alert and a bit fucking surprised. And he's running backwards and forwards across this road. And there's just an old boy stood there with a standard issue old boy dog. So this old fella, he was a proper, he was probably a minor. I don't mean young, I mean down the pit.
Yeah.
And he had...
Still had coal under his fingernails.
He had coal under his fingernails.
From the 60s.
He'd shrunk from being, say, 5'9 to like 4'8.
Yeah.
And he had this dog. And again, it was like an old piece, old person, like, edition dog, where they'd gone, all right, well, you're going to die soon. So here's a dog that's 17. And you know when you touch them, your hand's dead greasy. You know, really short-haired, looks a bit like a hot dog sausage. Like someone on Tom and Jerry's drawing an old dog. So he's just stood there. And he's just stood there holding it. He's got no collar. He's got no collar. I don't know whose it is. And I was like, dude, you live around here. You must have seen this fucking husky. And he's like, no. And I'm stopping all the traffic in a blacked out hearse. Right, sat there, sticking me out the window with my new trim. And I'm fucking demanding all these people move. Next minute, the dog fucks off up the street. So he's like, I can't help you. I just can't help you. I don't know. And I was scared. The more he talked, he might end up dying.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll leave you to it. So then I had to shoot off, which is then where my problem started. Because my body clock is fucking brilliant. As long as I'm near a toilet about 9:30. Now, bear in mind, I dropped the kids off at school and I'm like, fuck it.
Hang on. You dropped the kids off at school?
I needed to drop them off at the pool, but I did not. I dropped them at school. So after that, I normally go home and take Ben for a walk. But instead, I was like, shit, I'll take these samples back while I remember. So obviously now, fucking this Alaskan husky, whatever he is, is now taking my full attention. I'm like, fucking hell, White Fang's fucked off the street. So I literally shot down this road. Now, bear in mind, I'm not saying Hina's rough, but I think like there's quite a well-documented like undertone of...
It's tasty.
Yeah, if you have got not a lot of hair and love Doc Martens, then you fit in. Yeah, it's not a massive mix. So next minute, I go down this really ropey street. There's about three scrapyards, a hand car wash, and a campsite. And I was like, oh, man. And I'm from round there, so it's all good. But then I realised I'm trying to entice a dog into a blacked-out car. And I was like, all I want to do is get this back to his owner. And this woman came down, she went, oh, are you all right, Doc? And I was like, I'm fine, apart from the fact I need a shit. And now I want to get this dog back to its owner. She's like, oh, I think it's from that bungalow just around the corner. And now at this point, I'm doing the thing where, you know, you're letting a dog sniff the back of your hand. You're trying to not go into it so he runs off. I didn't want to spook him. So now he's letting me stroke him. I'm thinking she's going to come back any minute. She just fucked off. She had not gone anywhere. She's obviously a little prank for her. So then I managed to get him in the back of my car just as all the people started turning up for work at these scrapyards. And I'm like, does anyone know who this dog is? And they're like, no. I was like, do you want to buy it? They're like, no. So then next minute, I've got the dog in the car. Literally 2 seconds later, this big dude came down, big bald dude with a lead. And I was like, have you lost your dog? And he's like, yeah. Where's my fucking dog? And I was like, he's in here. And he went, what, down there? And starts running down the road. I was like, no. He's in the back of my car. And so I'd done this good deed, opened the fucking door, and it was covered in, because they molt like a motherfucker. Yeah. It was like, even on my hand, it was like a chalk. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they treat him or whatever, or if he just had mange. But it was weird. And so like they went off, so I felt dead good about myself. Went to the carpet shop, And the nicest guy in the world helped me. And I got so impatient just because my stomach was knocking and just saying, you need a poo. You really need the toilet. You should not be here now. And he was like, do you want to pay a deposit for your line? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, just come around here. I was like, is it contactless? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay. And I got the feet burn, you know, the foot tingle. I'm like, oh, my knee started shaking. I was like, bro, just let me ease up a bit of space and just get out of your shop because I can't do what I'm about to do in your toilet. Yeah, my morning got fucked, to be fair.
That's not good. Yeah. Doing good deeds.
Doing good deeds, saving dogs. Yeah. Saving dogs.
As you should. As we should.
Yeah.
So did you watch Jimmy's fight the weekend?
I've seen round two.
Have you seen round two? I'll have to show it you.
Yeah, I've not got the full thing, but I was just...
For some reason, I don't know why, but the undercard fights are not recorded.
No.
Like, they're streamed, but they're not recorded. So you can't go back and watch them. You've got to hope that somebody recorded their screen while they were watching it. Which is kind of silly.
That is silly because what Fight Pass, and I know obviously it's Bellator, but what Fight Pass shows you, and surely from the analytics of Fight Pass, people will watch.
Hey.
Excuse me.
All right.
I think it's time for dinner. People will watch anything, no matter what. And there's always someone. There's always someone who's following the fighter. There's always someone with family, with support. Yeah. And everyone wants to see it. I think for me, it took me back a bit to when you fought in Notts and when Stefan used to fight. I got that real uneasy feeling. Because obviously, I know that you guys know how to fight, but as a friend, I'm like, fuck, man.
Because
I can remember sitting in the gym with Jimmy just after his last fight, and he was like, live off of me another one. I was like, yeah, but fuck that, eh?
Yeah.
Fat, chill out, man. And he was like, yeah, I'll leave it.
I did buy him a giant double-layered cookie with loads of icing on, thinking that if I can get his weight up to a certain point, the idea of going back down to weigh him would, yeah. So the goal right now is to get Jimmy as fat as possible while his hand's broken.
Yeah, mate, we were on the Skype call yesterday and Jimmy's right hand is off camera and he's just sat there because, to be fair, it's us lot talking and Jimmy was just, he was round here, so he was just part of the call. And every so often, this really fat hand kept touching Jimmy's face and it just looked like some dude trying to groom Jimmy. It looked like, you know, like proper...
Like a big trucker's hand.
Like a trucker's hand, yeah, like a proper trucker, just like going... Oh, Jimmy's face.
Especially with the tattoos.
This is my pretty mouth. And I was like, oh, stop touching your own face, Jimmy. It's really freaking me out.
It is massive.
It looks like Hellboy's hand.
He's had it x-rayed.
Yeah.
And they said that it's not broken. And I think that it's so swollen that the swelling is holding the bones in place.
Imagine that.
I honestly think that's... I mean, I with my absolutely limited knowledge...
So he's Wolverine now.
Yeah, basically.
But with swelling instead of...
It's bothering him. He was icing it again today. He just needs to keep getting that swelling down and then go back for an x-ray. He'll be out for a while, but we've got plenty of other stuff to be going on with.
It's not nice. Swelling's not nice, is it?
No. It was a good fight, though. The thing is, before he walked out, it's been a while since I've been in his corner. And there's just that feeling that... Because you know it's going to be a tough fight. You want an early finish. So, you know, win or lose, just so he's not taking much damage. But I knew that this guy was fighting Giorgio Pietrini. Like, he was on a
good streak.
Yeah, was like five or six fight win streak.
I know, we watched a few of the fights.
Yeah, he's tough. He's a power puncher. He's a grinder, and it's the kind of fight that if he starts well, would be difficult to kind of claw it back.
Yeah.
But Jimmy looked good. I mean, the level changes. Were you tuned in probably on the best round?
If you watched the second round, he took him down.
His takedowns were unstoppable. And you saw the sprawl as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
That sprawl was ridiculous. Was you sent him a message, didn't you?
Yeah.
That sprawl was killer.
Just chuck it down.
It was so beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
It was so quick and just...
Awesome.
But now he needs to rest a bit. His face is all right. He had a few scratches and stuff, but his hand's particularly bothering him.
Yeah, but it was... I was just... beyond proud of him because of sitting there in the gym and sort of seeing him one day and him going, nah, fuck it. And then me dropping something off the next day and he's like, I've taken it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. I'll train a bit. And I was like, all right. To see him do that, go out there and get it done again was wicked.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to have him in the gym now just coaching. We were on the mat yesterday together teaching the team session and it's just, I mean, we've got a bunch of superstars there. Without a doubt, and then there are guys that are coming through on the regular sessions as well, and I'm already looking at these kids and thinking, you know, especially because they're working really well together, you know, we're getting like it's like there are a few generations already there,
yeah, man.
Like there's me and Jimmy, and then there are a few people from our generation that drop into the gym every now and then, Paul Barton and stuff, but Then we've got the new generation, the Dean Trumans, Dan Hepworths, Marcus, you know what I mean? Joe Rice, those guys that are like, they're at that point where they're just ready to break out.
It's that fine-tuning, that roughhouse life. Mm. Because when you look back, I know you said it yourself, that roughhouse was a team, not necessarily a gym. Now it can be a gym. It's got a lot more than just that sheer grit and determination and like trying to prove a point. The sport's already there. Easy. The sport's already there, but now you've got that knowledge of you need some batshit crazy elements.
Yeah.
But you also need the same sort of a bit of structure as well.
Yeah. And fight IQ. You know, and training camp IQ, which is something that's massively underestimated. I just we've got layers now. You know what I mean? We've got layers to the coaching structure, loads of different people, different voices, different experience. And even like me and Jimmy coaching side by side, we have it's very a
completely
different. It's because although we spent a lot of time training together, we also spent a lot of time training apart. Yeah. Jimmy spent a lot of time at London Shoot Fighters, a lot of time training in and around the Midlands with, you know, like Paul Lukowski at Nottingham MMA. And then I've been over in the US training with different people as well. So we're like, we're bringing these skill sets together now and they're... Oh, hang on. I see a raptor creeping. Are you checking on that camera?
Yeah, just checking on.
Yeah, good, good. Okay.
Oh, that's all right.
We've got to keep an eye on him. I'm never sure exactly what they're doing.
Brushing his teeth.
Especially when he's tiptoeing like that. It usually means he's doing something wrong. And I always know when he's been in the house. I said this to his mum and dad on Sunday. We had a little gathering for his birthday on Sunday, okay. And I called over to see him. And I said this to his mum and dad. I always know when he's been in the house because he's replaced all the lighters in the house with empty coffee cups.
Yeah. I've replaced like them with Costa, empty space.
Costa coffee cups are scattered throughout my house now. I feel like I recycle. Yeah, you know where you normally leave them as well. He's looking up now. Is there one there?
No,
not right now. Because I put it away, that's why.
Did you see that in Game of Thrones? The last episode, someone said there was a Starbucks cup in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's going to ruin my entire episode tonight because I'm going to be watching
it
tonight.
Have you not watched it yet?
I haven't watched it yet. No, I'm going to watch it later and I'm going to just the whole time I'm going to be preoccupied looking for coffee cups now.
See, that's the ideal clickbait, isn't it? Because that could be absolute bullshit. Mm. But because it's branded, we should have said there was a full reptile coffee cup in there. Idiots.
Should Photoshop the full reptile logo on the side of the coffee cup.
And the dragon. Sponsored by Full Reptile. Flown by
Powered
Rygor.
By. Right, yeah.
Hey, Rygor's a good name for a dragon.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Who's that? It's Charizard. No, he's mate. Rygor. Fucking hell. He looks good.
That is a good name for a dragon.
Maybe they should do that. Maybe we should rebrand their logo.
Mm. I wonder if Rygor want to sponsor Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's a bit too late, isn't it?
No, there'll be more.
Just a full Merc wagon with like a paper mache dragon on like the scouts have done it.
Do you like the animation at the start of the video?
I do, I love it. Man.
James Culverhouse nailed that.
Yeah, brilliant. Mate, all of this stuff, I saw, you showed me the sneak peek. I don't know if we can say anything about that.
Yeah, we can. The Fight Week stuff. The Fight Week stuff is absolute gold.
It's so cool.
The intro to it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where we got it from.
No, we shouldn't have to.
But when people see it, there'll be a lot of people that will... There'll be a warm feeling inside because it'll be familiar.
It will remind you of being maybe...
Shall I play the sound?
17 or 18 in someone's flat. One of your mates would have got a flat. It will smell like bong water and what's it?
That's a good name for a dragon, bong water.
Yeah, bong water. Bong water, what's it?
We're going to lose a sponsor immediately talking about
this. No, it's all good. They'll be all right. It's good. And it will smell like that. And then you've gone through all the VHSs. You've watched Lethal Weapon 1, 2 and 3 that you had on video. You've probably been through Mad Max 1 and 2 and you'd be like, I fancy something a bit different. And this would have been the sound you heard about half past 2.
Can you hear that?
You can hear that all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it away when it squeals.
Viacom. Fucking brilliant.
That sounds familiar to a lot of people. There'll be a lot of people plus, what, 28 years old?
I think,
No. You're 30, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, you're too young.
I'm not.
I think, no, we're not.
But I think I am too young.
After you hear that,
I missed it.
You know that high pitch?
That's no excuse.
It's probably a word.
You know, once you've heard that white high pitch bit come through, you expect, ding, ding.
Yeah. Dun, dun. I think it's that generation where it was still videos, like cassette videos.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of these movies. Like, I mean, what was it? 36 Chambers came out in 72?
Yeah.
Ooh, my new camera.
Speaking of 72.
For all those people just listening to the podcast, look at my new camera.
This is a shout out to Pops,
isn't that lovely? Yeah. My dad got left a bit of money and bought himself this exact camera. Not this one. This is mine. But he bought himself this model. And the Raptors have inspired me. They've been taking some really cool film photos.
Old school.
And it's just, it's got such a nice quality to it. It's the difference between vinyl and MP3. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's a crackle.
The grain, there's a grain to it. There's a warmth to it.
Yeah, man.
As I was looking through, I was like, oh, it looks like the 80s. I mean, I think that's partly down to my faded denim jacket as well. But
and your eyes.
But like, this sound is just so familiar to me because it accompanied most of my family holidays.
Yeah, I love that. You didn't take as many pictures, but the one you took, you couldn't wait to get them developed when you were back off holiday, probably two or three weeks later.
Isn't that lovely? Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on a minute, the lens cap's on, which is why it's taking ages to...
Just to take you back real quick then, to old school kung fu movies.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a sad one, but it's also a happy birthday to the late, great Jim Kelly, who was best well known as Williams.
Yeah.
In Enter the
Bullshit,
Dragon.
Mr. Hand.
Bullshit.
Man.
Suddenly I'd like to leave your island.
Damn.
But Mr. Williams, that just is not possible. Bullshit, Mr. Hand Man. And they fucking.
Damn. You come straight out of a comic book.
Mate. Now, you're going to do the best one, you and you.
I'll have you and you and you and you. Please understand, if I've missed anyone, it's been a long day. I'm a little tired. Brilliant.
What a fucking ledge. It's the way he almost sees Bruce as well in the background. When he's
Bruce.
When he's, when
Bruce. Spruce.
Spruce Bruce.
Oh, you said boom. Spruce, did you? Look at that.
Worldwide.
Spruce Lee.
When he sees Spruce Lee running across the back, and he's just
that's
like.
A favorite. That's a nice one.
Leave him to it.
People love this one.
Yeah, that is very, very popular, to be fair.
It is.
Yeah, the Spruce is very popular. No, yeah. I was just congratulating him on letting Bruce Lee get on with his recce mission.
Yeah.
But yeah, sad to know that he's passed away, but it's his birthday today, so.
Is that right? When did he pass? When was that?
I don't know. I just saw it this morning. I was like, oh, man. Mm. There'll be at some point today we're talking about old kung fu movies,
I'm
or
sure.
maybe a Bruce Lee reference.
Sure.
So yeah, we'll
might be a point today where I'm watching one. Did you watch the fights this weekend? You
I
didn't
did.
Watch all of them,
I
did
didn't
you?
Watch them all because it's been mad busy. I've been fitting kitchens and mad shit like that all weekend, so it's been a bit mental. But
what did you watch? What did you enjoy?
What were you telling me about Cowboy?
Oh man. He looks amazing, doesn't he?
Fucking outstanding, man. Like,
although he's growing out the Mike Pyle mullet.
Yes.
Did you notice
that? And he's got Shearer Islands, hasn't he? Going in.
He's got what?
Shearer Islands.
Shearer Islands.
That shout out to Chris Bliss again. He's got, they're just getting bigger here. Just his horns.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where mine are now.
Maybe it's just all dropping onto the back of his head.
Maybe, and he just has some rat tail.
Because it is getting.
Filled ponytail. Yeah, maybe, but.
He's going to look like Willie Nelson one day.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, we said it, and the Fight Disciples said it, and we sort of, we don't write him off, but just I think after watching what Al did with Khabib, I think if you said to me, Cowboy's going against Khabib, or Al's going against Khabib again, I would maybe side with Al. But then after seeing Cowboy this weekend, mate, he just shut everyone the fuck up. But it was interesting, because I heard him say it was his worst day, he didn't want to fight until the second round. And fuck me, did he fight? He just, everything he did, and he got caught a lot.
Yeah.
And nothing seemed to faze him.
Yeah. He's in a different place.
Dad
since,
power,
since
man. I told you before.
Yeah.
It's definitely dad power. Because one thing I wanted to mention, and I actually wrote this down because I was a bit worse for wear watching it on Sunday. And if someone's already mentioned this, I'm not stealing it. I just thought it at the time and wrote it. And I've not been on social much since. Imagine if Connor and Cowboy fight, right, and it goes a bit kickboxer, and something happens, and it's like, oh my god, what's going to happen with that? And like, one of them go off the scene forever after the incident, and then 18 years later, Danger fucking Cowboy Jr. fight Connor Jr. because they're the same age, aren't they? Connor's kid and Cowboy's kid are like the same. Imagine the fucking. The fight.
Imagine.
Ultimate Fighter 209. Do you know what I mean? How fucking cool would
that
be?
That would be
cool. So
that would be cool.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Cowboy fight.
So if that happens, then we'll be able to look back onto this podcast in many years' time. Remember, is this number 13?
14. Oh no, 13. 14?
13.
Yeah.
Some people don't even use the number 13, do they? No one houses. They just have a name.
Yeah.
11, 12, the Dales, 14. You bought it, you knew what was happening. Yeah, yeah, play the game.
I'd buy a number 13 house.
Embrace it, man. You had a hearse.
There we go.
So, yeah.
Now you've got one.
Yeah, I have. But I was just...
He looked amazing. He looked really good. And I would love him to get Connor in July, International Fight Week, because we'll be
Because we'll be there.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was saving it till last, but I'm too excited.
Yeah, to be fair, he's ready.
His hat back on. Yes.
It is ready. It's ready. It's Vegas ready.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
I just want to see... I would love Cowboy to be there.
Maybe I'll just keep this handy, so every time we talk about International Fight Week, I'll just put it on.
It's like when people are in corporate world say, oh, you've got to put your different hat on.
Yeah.
Put your red hat on. Yeah. Fuck you. Basically.
This hat's full of fear and loathing.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah, I'd like him to get Connor in... July
100%
would be amazing.
Yeah,
and then the winner of Poirier Khabib at New Year's Eve.
Oh wow,
that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
And I'd love it to be Poirier, because I think Cowboy Poirier would be a real fun fight. I'm not saying that Cowboy's going to beat Connor, or just I'm not.
But like, then, just for the fairy tale ending, imagine if Khabib does beat Poirier and he's still undefeated, and Cowboy beats him on New Year's Eve. That would be an amazing story, wouldn't it?
Budweiser would go fucking mental.
Mad.
Did you see his gum shield? He snuck it in the Budweiser B.
Oh, did it?
Next to American Stars and Stripes, yeah.
No, I didn't see that. Man.
And they did his patch. Reebok, actual UFC did his patch. You know the patch that Cowboys had on his shorts? Mm-hmm. Got into a load of shit for sewing it on his shorts when Reebok.
Yeah, that was his old Thai boxing shorts. Yeah, when Tap Out scouted.
Yes, exactly. So he's always sewn it on, got into a load of shit about it. And then apparently this time they actually approached him and said, where do you want it? And he was like, because I saw it, made a note of it. I was like, there you go. That's a bit of research for you. And then I was watching a clip on Instagram, I think it was. It was like just a 2-second thing about the patch. And they said, what the fuck went off? And he was like, they approached me. Do you want it on your shorts? And he was like, yes, please.
Very cool.
Fucking, for real.
I like that story where, you get that same thing consistently all the way through his career.
It blew my mind they had an issue. You know when it's like,
I'm sure he got fined early on.
Yeah, he did. Actual fine. It's like, oh, you can't have that there. And without being that guy, that do you know who I am guy, Cowboy's kind of got a few of them credits.
He's a bit outside of the rules, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit. And go fuck yourself. Do you know, it's like, I always find, I never knew that fighters got fined for jumping on the cage. Or there's a threat of a fine for jumping on the cage.
You disqualify yourself from bonuses, I remember being told in a rules meeting. But then when I fought in Nottingham, I mentioned it to Dana when he arrived. Yeah.
I'm going on the cage.
I said to Dana, I've been told I can't jump on the fence. And Dana was like, I don't remember hearing that.
Winner.
I was like, nice one, Dana. Nice one.
That's it. That's literally nice a high five. It's like, don't fucking bring attention to it.
I didn't get paid for the fight, but.
No. Are you going to do the Robin Hood thing? Yeah, I did the Robin Hood thing. Well, how many times? Yeah,
I've not done that since my last fight in Nottingham before the UFC. That was the last time I did it.
It was good.
Yeah.
I got a screenshot of it.
Did you?
Yeah, it came off on my stories the other day.
Very cool. I tell you something else, International Fight Week as well, is Michael Bisping's been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Mate.
So we can go. And I reckon we all go as like 1990s ravers and make DJ Mikey B signs. And then when he's just like be overly excited all the time while he's talking on stage.
Be like Mick and Dougie from
Manchester. Whoa!
Yeah.
Mikey B!
Yeah.
Oi, oi!
You know what I mean? Just we'll get a...
All right, dickhead! Fucking killing it, Mikey! All right, duck!
Yeah. So you can do the voice. You know what I mean? I can do voices really well in my head. I can do accents really well in my head.
Hashtag mystery bliss. The thing is, I think we either do that, we either go full Devo. Can you remember Devo on YouTube? Devo, fucking dickhead, look at what you're looking at, fucking dickhead. And it was like, he was stood on a motorway bypass and he's just stood on the bridge and cars are going past and like, fuck off cars, you dickhead. He'd like go up and like feed the ducks and shout at these ducks. You don't remember?
Selling bus tickets.
So yeah, he was absolutely bonkers. And I think we could either go as that or go full Anchorman.
Oh yeah.
Is that Brick Tamlin?
Oh, we do need to that. Yeah, yeah, we
just,
need to.
Just for Bisping, you'd be like, who the fuck are you like? He'd do that thing where he's smiling and go, oh yeah, no, sometimes fuck off, just fuck off with him. Not funny.
Yeah. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Cowboy gets that fight, because that would be mental.
Yeah, because what happens with Al now? What do you reckon with Al? Because did you see, as soon as it was done, he was trying to get out of the cage. Did you notice that?
Rankin's saying, did he?
Yeah, literally, the minute it was done.
The thing is, he's going to feel like he underperformed.
Well, do you think he overlooked Cowboy after the Khabib thing? Because you know he had his real estate situation. Then he fought Khabib and Kevin Lee, who were two studs.
Mm.
Didn't look bad doing either of them.
No.
And then, I'm not being funny, like, do you see Cowboy as the tender liver version of Cowboy that he was? Or do you see him as the fucking dad Cowboy that's a psychopath that...
There's one solution.
What?
There's one solution.
Fight.
He fights Justin Gaethje.
Yes. They've all got to fight Justin Gaethje.
Well, and I'll tell you why, is because I'm looking at the UFC rankings right now on their website, and yeah. I'm updated it twice just to make sure it's accurate. So Donald Cowboy Cerrone has jumped up four places, and he's in number four.
Which is where Al was.
Which is where Al was. And Al has dropped two places, so he's actually gone from being above Justin Gaethje to being below Justin Gaethje, even okay. though he's not lost to Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, and I think... That's an interesting fight because it's a. I think it'll probably go the distance.
Rock 'em, sock 'em. Yeah, do you think it'll go the distance? Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's they're both too fucking hard headed to stop, and I don't think either of them are going to finish either of them. Oh, they're just going to keep fucking swinging. It was so good. It was because the fight before that, Theodore and Brunson, was a bit of a weird one.
A lot of booing, weren't they?
Yeah, and I couldn't help but keep looking at Theodore's tattoo and thinking, did he have a bit of a Pamela Anderson thing? He's got barbed wire around his arm.
Oh, has he?
That's old school, isn't it? Like, can you remember the film Barbed Wire with Pamela Anderson?
I do.
No one calls me babe. I can't think he watched it and was like, that's cool as fuck.
I'm getting a lot of people did, though.
They did. And to be fair, it looks old enough to have been from, what was it, 98?
Yeah, it must have been.
Do a quick Google. We'll find it. I think it's 98. You never know. But, yeah, I don't know if he... I don't know if he had a Pamela Anderson thing. So, like, that whole fight was just a bit meh.
Mm.
And because I can only sort of steal a bit of time here and there, when I want to watch it straight away, but normally I'm doing whatever with the kids. So I sort of have to pick my poison. And the one thing that I wanted to bring up to you, so we need to talk to Fight Pass about, when I'm on my phone... I can turn it landscape and I can select the fight. Nice. I'm very jealous of that hat.
I'm going to show everybody this hat in a minute.
Yeah.
Carry on.
But when I'm on my phone, I can select a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to jump onto the main, and what the UFC have not done as much anymore, they used to do it all the time. You'd be watching the main, and if you hadn't seen the previous fights, they'd be like, oh my God, that punch was just like the last knockout that we saw when Ken Flo sparked. You're like, oh, fucking hell, dude. So they don't do that now. But I can jump straight on Watch Out and Cowboy and be like, cool, I've seen the main, I can catch up on the rest. On the TV, on the app, I have to fast forward. I physically have to fast forward. Oh, I can't just go, let me watch that fight, because it actually did it to me once and it said, watch now, fight card. And I was like, oh, fuck, they've updated it. Pressed fight card and it was so blaringly obvious who the winner was and by what. It was like, such and such, knockout, first round. I was like, fucking hell, man, thanks.
I remember somebody saying they were watching a replay of a fight on some sports channel, and the little ticker, the sports ticker along the bottom of the screen, was telling them the winner of the main event while they were watching the start of the card.
Oh, fuck.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine
I've done
that.
It.
You can't help but read it. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen it.
Bleach my eyes.
Yeah.
I did it. I fucked me in China once. We were watching, it was Vitor
the
main event.
The whole country?
Yes. Yes. And all the tea. My friend China. That's his actual name. And
is it his actual name?
No,
I was going to say.
I still want to look like a scumbag.
You almost got
yeah,
me then.
Yeah, bring the attention to it. So me and Matthew were watching a fight, and we're in the living room. And then for whatever reason, something was kicking off. So I was like, "We'll go in the kitchen." So I put on my laptop, and my finger slipped across the bar. And as we were watching it went from some prelim to like Vitor just getting the win, just him standing up going, "Oh!" And I was like, "Oh my god!"
Oh, that's no good.
I fucking hate doing
so what, like what else did you watch? What else do you have time to watch? In between your fitting of kitchens.
Yeah, man.
Well, let me just quick show everybody the... is this going to go out of focus?
That's very, very, very custom.
I'm going to Goddard the hat if I get too close.
Dude, that wiggle video is so good.
Look at that.
Is that in focus?
Yes. Yeah.
That's like a
go
custom...
Go back to the lights. Go back a little bit. So it's like level with the lights.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
So for anyone who's just listening to this on the audio podcast, it's a patch. Is it an octagonal patch?
It's an octagonal patch.
With a cartoon illustration rendition of Lesnar and Carwin. That's Las awesome, Vegas.
July 3rd, 2010. I was there for that.
Mate, I had that hat made for you, and it's the one
awesome.
Thing that I've nearly stolen multiple
one.
Times. Yeah,
I'll
one of
go
one.
Back to my Spruce Lee
yeah,
hat.
Go for Spruce Lee. So I watched Bellator. There was a couple of good fights on that.
There
man.
Was. Gogo Plata finish in the final. In the final.
And I felt for Tim a bit.
Oh, man.
Because I liked Tim.
It's just, it's one of those... Oh, Ben's with the Raptors.
There he is. Just
watch, they don't take a bite out of you, Ben.
He'll
they start
back.
Nibbling and you come
he
back
just
over
wants
here.
To sleep.
What a beautiful finish.
Mate, it was... When I watched it, because I know that Tim, he's awkward. And he when you look at them two together, Primus is built
Primus
like
is,
Optimus
yeah.
Fopping, Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And
like, Optimus Primus.
Tim, Optimus Prime. Yeah.
Optimus Primus.
Optimus Primus. And Tim's, he's like
he's
in good
long,
shape.
He's rangy, but,
yeah.
but he's slim. Yeah.
And I've seen him catch people and drop them with what he thought he'd drop Primus with. And then when you watched it back, it was more of an unbalancing like sort of shove. And I was like, oh man. But he committed to dropping straight in. And as soon as that foot came up under his chin, I was like, get up, get the fuck, move, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. And it was one of them where it was just a bit too quick, a bit too good. And I think that Tim was... It was just unfortunate.
Yeah. The thing is, when that foot comes over your head, your initial concern, because it's a bit of a weird one, the Gogo Plata, because as soon as someone feels that foot come over, they actually feel like their arm's exposed.
Yeah.
So they actually push themselves into it more. Yeah. Whereas if they pull out of it, you lose the pressure on the neck.
Yeah, because then you can...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's... It was just one of those things, isn't it? Sometimes you just get caught with something. And like you said, he thought he landed a clean punch that had dropped him, and it was actually a more of an off-balancing.
And if it was a clean punch...
What about Raymond Daniels' clean punch?
Yo.
360 right hook.
It was a 360 to then, I'm not going to kick you.
Because the thing is, he'd spun. He'd done a 360 turning kick, and that's what he was aiming for. But then he realised he'd covered too much distance and he was too
and
close.
Stopped. But then...
That immediate adjustment, though, with the right hook was amazing.
MVP had a big smile on his face. I think that'd be a very interesting fight. Can you remember when Mortal Kombat 3 bought out the yellow robot and the red robot?
Uh-huh.
That almost matched each other like for like.
Yeah.
I think that could happen.
Mm.
That'd be a nice fight.
It'd be more like what they call Scorpion, Reptile and Scorpion. They were the two ninjas.
Get over here. Come here.
Yeah. Love that game.
That was the easiest. The only reason we used Scorpion was because his finish move was block up. And he took his head his mask off and
spat venom
blew him on flames
that was
on
good.
Fire What about Fabian Edwards who sticks around for three kicks?
Times he came in a third time to eat one more heel.
Mate,
to the face.
And the thing was, he was dizzy after the first and second, but it was almost one of them derp moments where you're like, derp, derp, derp. So, dude, like, don't go
maybe,
back.
Maybe his brain got scrambled on the first one.
Yeah, but where were you going?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's like, can I just lie down for a minute? Yeah, that was awful. And then, to be fair, I mean, he did it three times and then caught him with a beautiful punch. Mm. Absolutely.
Did he step up and hit him with a left hook?
Yeah, she's like, clink, and he sort of went down, almost like a thank you.
Yeah,
that really.
He's good. Fabian is.
Yeah, he looked good. And the was the co-main. Were they the liver kicks? That Brazilian kid.
I think I missed that one. I think we were transitioning back to the hotel at that point.
It was impressive because I can't remember the guy's name. Apologies if he's not going to be listening. But he.
Shout out to Ollie Mers. Just reminds me. Hooked my mum and my sister up with tickets last night for the Nottingham show.
Nice.
So thanks for that. Of course, Ollie Mers is listening.
Yeah. You know. Well, I didn't want to go, Ollie. So don't worry about it. And yeah. I'd definitely go another time, maybe. We'll make a date of it, eh?
This is not uncomfortable.
You can wear your Spruce hat.
I will wear my Spruce hat.
I could have sent all the girls. I could have had a house for myself,
I know.
Man.
Sorry, man.
I could watch the full car.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. In fact, I like texting Stacey's dad. I'll text him to like put Radio 2 on. Because for whatever reason, he doesn't like Ollie Mers. I love Ollie Mers. And I love the fact that Stacey's dad doesn't like it. So every time he's on... My heart, skip. Steve, quick, put Radio 2 on. What for? You'll love it.
Did you see the video that we did together?
Yeah,
it was
brilliant.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's good,
we did a video together for his YouTube channel, actually.
Yeah, it was a while ago, right?
A few months ago. We did some bag work, some yoga, and then he tried to escape side control.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Not if you can all rust down.
He's in good shape, though. I tell you what. He's got a personal trainer, Rob. And Rob used to fight MMA. And he's got some skills. He moves well. And I can see that he's constantly planted MMA seeds in Ollie's head. Because they were in the Liverpool. The UFC in Liverpool. So, big MMA.
He's got a very wispy coif, though, hasn't he, for the MMA?
He does.
If you speak to your IFA,
you need to grease it down properly.
Yeah,
like
you would have to slick
although
it back.
Although you'd be sent back to the dressing room to wash your hair.
Yes.
If you came out to a fight like that, for sure. Yeah, they always used to check my mohawk.
Yeah.
There was any, I don't know why I'm doing that. There's no mohawk there now.
Imagine.
Ghost hawk. It's there. It's still there in my head.
Mate, well, I saw there was a video. There's the Michael Bisping Destiny or whatever the YouTube little short is. Oh, it's like 45 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know when you've just had a skinful on a Saturday? Not a skinful. You've had a parkful. And you just sat on the settee and you just sort of melt into the settee.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, mooch. And I was like, okay. And Ben was sat next to me. I was like, oh my God, I'm so comfy. And I'd watched something that the Raptors had done. And then it rolled straight into that. And I was like, and it was
Fight Inc.
Yeah.
Copenhagen.
I think it might have been Fight Inc.
Jump on the YouTube and
subscribe. Have a look.
Or rather, you're on the YouTube right now, so subscribe.
We can't keep saying the YouTube, though, because it is making me feel old as fuck. So if we can refer to it as just YouTube. Because outside you said.
It's the YouTube.
Is it on the Facebook?
It's when Lacey first came over from the US, she referred to the underground as the tubes. And I thought that was quite cool.
Oh. So. The tubes.
Maybe I've adopted that. The YouTubes.
My mate's got a cousin called Tubes.
Is that right?
Yeah, because he's a test tube baby. he calls him Tubes. Bless him. He's in Canada. He don't know. He's not listening to this.
He's in therapy. Bless
him. Yeah,
That was something I thought. Listening to the Fight Disciples the other week. You know, right at the end, they've got that woman's voice. You know, if you like what you heard, subscribe via iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to get one of them. But it needs to say something like, if you like what you heard, seek medical help.
Really quickly. If you understood more than 90% of what was said, you're fucking bonkers. Man. But yeah, he was on, and then you popped up, you and Nick Pete popped up in the documentary.
We do that,
and
we do that from time to time. Oh, I had the Hulk
the
tattoo. It was
quite
Hulk, I did grow it back for Vegas 1 year, but then it's just a headache. Plus I can't wear my visor with a mohawk. It just doesn't work.
No. And you can't really go either side with it with a bartender.
No.
You can't go curtains
because
you look like
Herman.
Yeah, you look like you can't be within 100 yards of any child. If you do it like curtains. Yeah, so it's not the best.
What about the fights this weekend? Inside the Octagon's just gone up and we've got a behind the scenes coming up soon.
How's that looking? What are we looking on Inside the Octagon?
What, views?
Yeah.
It's getting up there.
Johnny G's beating us. Sometimes he does, doesn't he? He gets a few more views than us.
We were at about 70,000 last night when I went to bed. I don't know what we're at now.
I'm going to get Johnny a bow tie that just says fullreptileradio.com.
Nice.
Full Reptile Radio on the YouTube.
On the, yeah.
That'll work because
he's
got a bow tie.
The YouTubes.
Yeah. Oh, is that on the internet? Sounds good. I'll try it. When I worked at the bank, there was an old boy that rang up and he went fucking bonkers. He rang me and it was in a bank and basically the savings account that you could get normally was being discontinued, being transferred into an internet only account, and the interest rate was going up. So this old boy Cyril called me up and said, hey, look, I want to sort my internet savings account out, can you sort it for me? And I was like, no problem, sir. It took me about 3 days to get in through security because he couldn't remember where he'd put anything. Oh, it's the last place you look into it. Yeah, carry on. Let's fuck. We're on a bit of a time.
On top of the boiler where the matches are.
Yeah, let's crack on. Under your mattress with the money. So it got to the point then where all you needed for transferring your account over was an email address. And at the time...
Oh, no chance.
Right. So at the time, Hotmail was the best... was the like top email address that came through. And I'm talking to him. He's on the other end of the phone and he's talking away. And I can hear him one finger tapping. Just going through, and I was like, right, what you're going to need to do, Cyril, is set up an email address. It's a piece of piss. It'll take you 2 seconds. We'll just get that done now. So I'm talking to him. And he went, www.hotmail. And he went, wobbler, wobbler, wobbler. And I was like, what? That's a weird W. But he only typed Hotmail into Google and got into some mad tangent link of porn.
Did he spell mail wrong? Did he spell it M-A-L-E?
Yeah. So I was like...
Got some odd gay porn site.
Yeah. So I was talking to this dude for like an hour.
That must exist.
Sorting everything out.
It's got to exist.
Yeah, exactly. It was going to count as a sale. And he just started going, this is bloody scruffy. I don't like this. What's this? What's all this? It's Willy's. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, Hotmails. And I was like, no. Hotmail. It's in the fucking envelope. Of course. Mail. But then he set up his... I didn't get the sale, but yeah, he was fucking absolutely fuming. So, yeah, I sent an old man to a porn site by accident.
By accident.
What did you do?
By accident.
What did you do in 2002? And that was his last
day at work at the bank.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, if half the shit that I did got recorded, I would have been sacked very early on.
I can imagine.
There's a lot of people that can...
Oh, I've heard some of those stories.
Yeah, a lot of people can vouch for that.
What about the fights this weekend?
Yo.
We've got a stack card this weekend.
We have got a stack card.
I think I'm actually speaking to Dana later for SiriusXM.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Say hello for me.
I will do. Obviously, he's a fan of the podcast. Of
course he is. He loves it.
Not. I hope he's not.
Him and his mystery orange drink. Why is that drink that he carries everywhere in that glass bottle? He's always got like, it looks like...
It's electrolytes. He's always rehydrating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like he's a bottle off of like Winning the Willows or a... Like a fucking real.
He has someone that probably mixes his drinks up. It's like it's all electrolytes and stuff, like amino acids for after his workouts.
Okay.
Yeah, he's properly looked after. He's on point with all that stuff. You want to see his gym at the PI,
mate? I saw it when you went out there. Was it the Conor Khabib, the Conor Mayweather when you were there?
No, Conor Khabib. 229.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were there.
It was amazing. So, what about the card this weekend? There's BJ Penn.
I was just about to say BJ Penn's fighting Blake Guida. What are you doing, man?
Madness.
I heard he was getting into a lot of trouble.
Really?
Yeah, on the Fight Disciples podcast, something about a machete and something about a prison stretch. Maybe I need to research it.
I don't know where they get their sources from.
The internet. I'm not sure.
What do you reckon, Clay Guida? I think Guida might just overwhelm him.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's a way bigger feather in Guida's cap now. I mean, it would have back in the day, but yeah. I mean, you've still got to retire one day and you look back and go, oh yeah, I beat Guida. And it's like, dude, it's like all the fights that Chuck had after Rampage shouldn't really count on the other person's record, if that makes sense.
Because it's not really Chuck.
Of course it wasn't. Chuck headbutted Rich Franklin's fist. Do you know what I mean? He's like, all right, poof, and dead.
Yeah, but then whereabouts is Clay Guida in his career? I mean, he's probably not looking at title shots, is he?
I don't know, man. He's just always exciting. He's always fucking good.
2-3 in his last 5.
Yeah, but he's sticking around forever, isn't he? I mean, although Charles Oliveira lost.
Yeah. A bunch of them were at featherweight as well. I don't know, man. I just feel like his pace is too much for BJ Penn.
Now.
Yes, completely. Absolutely.
After seeing BJ Penn the last time, I'm surprised he can walk anymore.
Mm.
Was it Ryan Hall?
Yeah.
That just...
Spider monkeyed him.
I mean, look. So, he beat Matt Hughes with that insane grenade fist back in 2010. Since then, drew with John Fitch, which is what John Fitch likes doing, apparently. All about the draw. Lost to Nick Diaz, lost to Rory McDonald, lost to Frankie Edgar, lost to Yair Rodriguez, lost to Dennis Seaver.
Old man Seaver. But the thing is, like, you look at the dates and the gaps between these fights... So his last win, it was 2010.
Well, didn't he retire every time afterwards? And then he'd go and run a rock and see who is, and then come back.
Jump out of a pool. That's
pretty impressive, man.
I've tried that a few times and nearly took my front teeth out.
I have tried it. Yeah, I've tried it. Just catch your toes. Yeah.
So his last win, 2010. And since then, he fought twice in 2011, once in 2012, once in 2014, twice in 2017, then once in 2018. And he's fighting, he's fighting good guys. Arguably the easiest one on there is Dennis Seaver, and I feel like he should have beaten Dennis Seaver. It was a majority decision, though, whereas the other ones were fairly one-sided, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, the Rodriguez one was big, because that was his big comeback.
Lost, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. And the thing is, but I don't think he should ever have to fight again.
No, absolutely.
I'm glad it's not bare knuckle.
But that's the thing, you see, is if he doesn't get a fight on the UFC undercard, then
he's going to go and
do something. He'll fight somewhere because he wants to fight. Irene Aldana against Betch Kohei is going to be a really interesting fight, given the fact that Aldana's big and strong and a good wrestler.
Yeah.
And Betch Kohei's a bit nuts.
She's
a bit wild, a bit ferocious.
Can you remember when she fought Ronda?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Amazing.
That almost made us think Ronda had hands.
Mm. I remember when she fought Holly Holm, got knocked out with that head kick.
Yes, that was savage. That was savage.
Yeah.
But she's.
I mean, the thing is, Aldana's good. I feel like she needs to get a finish in the UFC. She's all decisions, 2 losses and 2 wins.
Okay.
Coming off 2 wins, Talita Bernardo and Pulilova, good wins, but Betch Kohei's been up towards the title. She's aggressive. She's been out for a while though, 2017.
Yeah, it's tricky, man. And I'm not sure. I think, like you say, Betch's just got that.
She's
crazy
just a bit
switch.
Wild. Yeah. But then again, I can see her running onto a takedown. That's the thing. I can see her being so aggressive that she's just wide open for a takedown.
I don't think it's as dangerous as what Holm was, that sort of style, though.
No,
because
no.
You can see a lot of decisions.
Holm's got loads and loads of fight experience, and her IQ is very good. So, like, when you're Betch and you're a bit, like, fundamentally a bit ragged in the way that she fights.
A bit scrappy.
Yeah, it's easy to set someone up like that when you're a high-level striker like Holm.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What else sticks out in the card?
I love the
opportunity
nogs.
That Jared Cannonier's got.
Jared Cannonier, where am I looking, dude?
Co-main event against Anderson Silva.
If it's not anymore. It's just not.
Okay then. So apply that same thing to Jose Aldo. Where are we at with Aldo?
This is what I was just about to say. I can't bet against Aldo ever.
Mm.
Ever, ever, ever. But Volkanovski's last fight was fucking outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't he retire? Money, 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 money.
Money.
I think he retired Mendes, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which is impressive because X-Men nearly did it. But yeah, Volkanovski is fucking amazing and one of my new favourite fighters. So exciting. But to beat
Elkins over a decision as well shows he's got some durability. And his last loss was...
I can see Volkanovski holding a belt soon.
Absolutely.
I genuinely can. But
he's like the second coming of Chad Mendes. That's my only concern is that Aldo's beat Mendes twice.
Yeah,
and he's already kind of got that game plan down.
Well, that knee that he caught him, was it the first time, was pure filth.
Dude, broke his grip.
Where are you going?
Dragged him
over there.
Bang, right, straight onto the knee.
See you later, dog. Wasn't that on the buzzer as well?
Yeah, right at the end. Was it end of the first round?
Yeah.
Amazing. But then the second performance against Mendes. One of my favourite things in that fight is that takedown offence that he does.
Mine was where he punched him after the bell.
Well, that too, yeah. It dropped him, didn't it, actually?
He did drop him, yeah.
That I'm not... You know what I'm like with bells. Yeah. The buzzer is for the referee.
Yeah, get and between
the
us,
referees,
bro.
The referee's responsibility to stop the fight. Nobody's ever given a hearing test.
No.
We're never given a hearing test before a fight.
But I can imagine that Jose and Chad Mendes is like two rats in a pillowcase. Do you know what I'm just fully just like, you can't really stop this.
It would be difficult to.
Yeah.
So I can't go. You have to be fast to get in between them.
Yeah, I can't go against Jose.
Yeah.
Can you? Who are you choosing for that? Because you're not commentating.
I'm a bit concerned. Like I like both guys. I've been really enjoying watching Volkanovski come out. I think I called a couple of his fights, his earlier fights in the UFC.
Yeah.
He's really good. I just like Aldo's looked good in his last couple of fights.
He has,
just
but
don't
he's
want
been
to
slow.
See him. He has been slower.
Like
he's still fucking fast as a rocket.
The fact that he beat Jeremy Stephens for me almost said, "I'm all right, Doc.
Mm.
I'm not doing this just for the money. I'm not just trying. I'm not doing a Tito, where I just keep going and going and going. Do you know what I mean? Mm. We signed with someone else again, and I was like, all right. But then when he was against Canero. He didn't look himself straight away. I know he won, and I know it was almost that young kid that's up and coming that came in and put a bit of heat on him. He didn't look the same. I mean, I know he finished him and all the rest of it, but with someone like Volkanovski, who's just an absolute fucking savage, if he does start real quick, because Jose, the fact he's fought Mendes twice, is that's fine, but that was back in 2014 and 2012.
Yeah, it was a while back.
So it's a good while ago, man.
And but then the one thing I will say that benefits Jose in this fight is that it's three rounds.
And it's Brazil.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. But because we know that Aldo does fade over five rounds, and when he's fought Mendes the last couple of times, I'm pretty sure they've been both five-rounders.
Yeah.
So he's always got in the back of his mind that he's got to kind of manage his energies a little bit.
Yeah.
He can't push too hard in the first round. Whereas, I mean, the difference with this fight and his last two fights, with Stevens and Moicano, you know you're going to be standing trading.
Yeah.
Moicano will grapple, but he'd much rather stand and kickbox. Whereas Volkanovski's going to want to close distance really quick. He's not going to want to stand on the outside and trade leg kicks with Aldo.
He's going
to want to get him on his back fast. And my thought is that Aldo, if he's pressured for two rounds, he'll start to fade quite quickly. But then at least he's not got another three rounds to go.
Yeah, true. I mean, the thing is, Jose, I can't remember if it was a couple of weeks or a month ago, it was even a question if he was going to be on the card. And I can't remember if it was his knee or something. There was something that was up there, and I don't think he'd ever back out. now, this late in his career, especially fighting in Brazil. I know he's pulled out before, just for chemistry. But I think if we see his kicks come back, because he didn't kick a lot in his last fight, and whenever you, if you ever watch the, is it Kenflo? No, Faber. When Faber had to be carried back to, Master Tong carried Faber back to his stall in the WEC because Faber's legs were that. Imagine not being able to walk because I know whenever you're watching a fight, it's like, that doesn't hurt.
Mm.
It fucking does.
I was on Inside MMA the week after that fight with Faber and he came in on crutches and his whole leg was purple.
Yeah.
His whole leg was like swollen and purple.
Mate, it's crazy. Remind me to tell you the story about the mozzarella cheese in my wife's knee. It went purple.
Okay.
I will do. But yeah, I think Jose, I definitely...
What about main event?
I can't bet against Jose, bless him.
So you're going Aldo then? You think Aldo's going to do it?
I can't bet anything else. I think Volkanovski's super dangerous. But like you say, he's got a lot of Chad Mendes about him. I think with Jose's health being in question, that gives Volkanovski a bigger chance. And he's just a savage, but... Yeah, I can't bet against Jose.
Mm.
See, same as with Silva, I don't really know what's going to happen there because he's back in Brazil. He's still good, man.
Yeah,
he is still good, but he's not the same Anderson Silva that.
But then Cannonier doesn't look like the same person that he stepped into the UFC as. I mean, what was he, a heavyweight, and he's down at middleweight now.
Yeah, he's dropped down a little bit, hasn't he?
I just feel like if he doesn't freeze up when he stands across the octagon from Anderson Silva and he commits to his punches, he might be able to close distance and crack him with something.
I think it's hard not to stand in awe of Anderson Silva, no matter who you are. Like, he's been around the sport for long enough now that I think even if Lee Murray came back from fucking Dubai or wherever he is in the clink, I think he'd still have a little bit of a, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's a spider.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. And the thing is, Cannonier's last win was over David Branch, which David Branch has not looked anything like himself since he left. Was it one?
No.
World fight. World.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was in another organization.
He tapped strikes against Rockhold, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he's just recently been subbed by Hermanson.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not in a great place right now.
No, but he's good. He's fucking good, man.
He's got Henzo Gracie black belt, right?
Yeah.
So that was a good win for Cannonier.
Yeah.
But Anderson Silva puts him right up in a. He's number 10 right now, isn't he? He's ranked number 10. He's Cannonier.
Yeah, I mean
he's up there. Big opportunity, though.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. It's weird to look at Anderson Silva's fight history
funny?
Now.
You know what's funny? I actually hadn't checked the rankings, and I've just noticed now. Cannonier's at 10, Anderson Silva's at 14. So it's actually Anderson Silva that stands to benefit from the Cannonier fight, although...
Does he want to fight anymore? He just seems to be sort of bumbling. He's like, yeah, I'll do it.
I feel like we need to have like a separate bracket, and there's a certain point where fighters can go, you know what? I'm ready to step over into like the Veterans League now.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we have fights with, you know, with the likes of Anderson Silva and, you know, the guys that aren't necessarily competitive in the top 15 anymore.
Yeah, 2 minute rounds.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there we go.
Just absolute barn burners.
Yeah, there we go. 1 5-minute round. Yeah.
Can you remember anything? Nobody fought like that. Yeah, it's interesting. I think I'd like to see Anderson do it again. I do like Anderson Silva and I think he's changed a lot as he's got older. He sort of went through the whole Chael Sonnen thing. If you've never seen that, if you like the Conor shtick and the bit of abuse, that's sort of what put Chael Sonnen on the map, isn't it? Because, let's be honest, he was a boring wrestler. And then he came out and he was sort of disrespectful, but in like a really shitty way. He didn't have a lot of aggression to it. He was like, Anderson Silva, you suck. It's like, really?
It was very pro-wrestling.
Yeah, it was super pro-wrestling, but not even a good... Yeah, it wasn't like an Ultimate Warrior or a Macho Man.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit more of like a Tatanka. Do you know?
I like that character.
I like Tatanka, but
he was the Native American guy, wasn't he? Buffalo Tatanka.
Yeah, he did good, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You used the right word.
Go on then. So who's your pick in that co-main?
Co-main, I go Anderson.
Go on then. Yeah. What's your Hail Mary pick? How does he win? Front kick to the face.
Front kick to the face.
Yeah.
Bit like Cowboy and. What the fuck did Al take that? Right.
Snap front.
It was that. It was that jab as well that just smushed his face
and dropped him.
Yes,
lovely timing on that.
Remember them rubber faces you used to get?
It was
like half a face. You put your fingers in there. You could make their mouth move. It just sort of like, it's like someone just pulled all their fingers in Al's face, like a spitting image puppet. Yeah.
Like an old man taking his false teeth out.
Yeah, sorry, see my teeth.
Main event then.
Main
Rose
event.
Against Jessica.
It's got to be Rose, man.
Well, I don't need to break this down because Inside the Octagon's up, so you can watch that. And then go and watch the behind the scenes, which will be up.
And the Fight Inc.
Probably soon. And Fight Inc. Yeah, there's loads of stuff happening.
And you'd have already
And we're this. At Body Power this weekend, which is why I'm hustling through this.
Oh, okay, right. Well, I think Rose will win.
Yeah.
Just because I want Rose to win because I love Rose.
Rear naked choke. Third round.
Yeah, following a head kick. I think she's gonna.
Well, like Michelle Waterson.
She's gonna look like she's about to do like almost a cartwheel and put her hand down to the left and come up with a real big, what?
Yeah.
Take a chin out and like then that. She's gonna go jelly legs and a bit like, oh my god, the fuck was that? She's about to sink it in real quick.
Spider monkey.
And Pat Barry's gonna run into the cage and throw into the air like a dad with his kid.
He just stands with his arms up, doesn't he? I love that when watch for Pat. I'm sure it'll be in
it. Whenever he does it, he just stands. He's just as if saying, "Told you,
told you so."
Yeah,
that's his "told you so" stance.
He's a fucking crazy guy. I had drinks with him in Knots.
Yeah,
fucking bonkers.
He's awesome.
In fact,
go on.
Nottingham Fight Week. Yep. It was Thursday. Me and Wayne Kirk sat and had a drink with him, and he was talking about when he was. It was the Ultimate Fighter, Carwin versus whoever the fuck it was. And Carwin versus Lesnar, probably. And basically, he went down to help train Carwin versus Lesnar. Nice. Don't make me say Vegas, because then you have to switch again. And it was Carwin versus Lesnar. And Pat Barry was... that looks so good. Pat Barry was part of the coaching staff. And he said he'd put his boxing gloves out of his back. Mm-hmm. And someone walked past and just booted them and carried on walking. And bear in mind, I can't remember if they were heavyweights or whatever, but Pat Barry's a fucking savage. Yeah, but they all the guys that were training, a part of the Ultimate Fighter, I don't know what the weight class was that were fighting.
I don't remember.
But one of them had just booted his gloves. And he borrowed someone's jacket in a bar in Knots. He was like, excuse me, can I use that? And they're like, yeah. Balled it up, shoved it on the floor, and then kicked it across the bar to give us a visual representation of what happened in the Tough Gym. And I was like, okay, Pat, I'll give that guy his jacket back now. That's fine. So then, next minute... Is there a cricket in... That's your camera.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so. Is there a cricket in there? Okay.
Carry on.
So, it was just after that, and we sort of realised we had to lower our profile a little bit. And we sat there, and he went, oh, let me show you this. And he pulled out his phone, and he showed us videos of his girlfriend, Rose... It's like, I don't know, she was fucking 15 in a gi, tearing people's arms off.
Yeah.
And that's before there was any women fights or anything. I was like, that's fucking...
Did she get a jumping armbar in Invicta?
Yeah, mate, she's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I can't wait to see her fight. So yeah, big head kick.
I'm just... Jessica Andrade, though, she's just a powerhouse, isn't she?
Mm.
I can't read Jessica Andrade's name or see her in a video or a picture or anything without hearing Mike Goldberg's voice. Her nickname, Joe, translates to pile driver.
Really?
Oh, he said it the first round, every time she fought.
Oh, bless him. I miss Goldie quite a lot.
Yeah.
I like Goldie.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like the new breed of guys.
Yeah, I've got nothing against the new breed of guys. Not even John Cruise.
I think...
That's
going to be your thing, isn't it?
I don't know, because I reckon I'm going to go to Fight Week and he's going to fucking... Yeah. Just disappear. Where's he gone?
He's going to dance around you. I do wicked Dominic Cruz shadow boxing.
Really?
I do. I'll have to treat you. I can't show you right now. There's not space.
You know,
Dominic Cruz's shadow boxing is like
a moonwalk. I've not got the right shoes on. No. All right.
Don't you think we need more room?
We could on that beach on the island.
Yeah.
We can take this ball.
We can take this ball.
Okay. What's your style? My style. Right. So what else? What else we got cracking?
Body Power.
Body Power. Yes, we're going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
and Sunday. And so the rough schedule is Friday, Saturday morning from sort of 10 o'clock until about 2 o'clock, we'll be doing Hardy Warled stuff. So we're going to have a team session. We're going to do some open workouts with like Dean Truman. Alfie Davis is going to do one. Dan Hepworth, I'm hoping he's going to get in there as well. So a few open workouts. Then we've got Polaris doing two tournaments, Friday night, Saturday night, afternoon. So sort of for like from 3 o'clock onwards. And I think, I'm just waiting on getting the details back from Matthew, but I think we've got 2 8-man tournaments, so 16 competitors total. We were going to do 2 4-man tournaments, but we had over 100 people apply for it.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a bit mad. So the wraps are going to be there. We're going to be recording it. All the matches will go up on our YouTube channel. The black mats look sick as well.
Mate.
We've got 120 black.
Shout out to them boys.
Yeah, shout out to Marshall Mattin.
Marshall Mats.
Thank you. Marshall Mathers.
Mats? Mathers.
Marshall Matters. Marshall Mats.
Please stand up. Marshall Mats.
And we've got a bag rig there. RDX have sent us a load of stuff, so we've got punch bags up. We've got a guy called Andrew there who's from Scotland Boxing, and he's going to be doing some kind of punch tracker thing.
Okay.
He's going to be explaining it to me as well because I haven't seen this thing before. That's cool. So I'm excited to play about with it. But yeah, we'll be there all weekend.
Yeah.
And then on the Sunday morning, so Polaris is Friday and Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
On the Sunday morning, we are planning on doing a BT Sport open mat live.
Imagine.
At Body Power.
Do not say fuck or bugger.
Yes.
Oh man, we can't swear.
You're going to have to just go and wait in the car.
Fully edited out. Just gonna see it taken off.
He'll have to wait in the car.
I thought I was.
In fact,
be
you
there.
Probably are gonna have to both wait in the car as well. These two are trouble causes as well.
Yeah, we are probably a bad influence as well. Truth be told, so that's probably not good. But we have got a load of merch.
Loads of merch. Oh, we've got some limited edition t-shirts.
There are limited edition t-shirts there, so we're gonna have t-shirts, beanies. We've got a load of Nalgene's. Just your essentials. We don't want to overload you.
No.
We've got some nice brand new tote bags that have not been released yet, so you can carry your gear around looking like a boss,
nice.
Rather than looking like someone who's just sample raiding. you get home and you've got about 1,000 leaflets and 4 pens.
Yeah.
Always go for the pens, man. Fuck the leaflets. Go pens. They're better. They're better because you're going to use it, and then you're like, what's this? Sextoys.com. Oh, that's good. I'll go there. Why wouldn't you? It's good.
The free pens are always better than paid pens.
Of course.
I've bought packs of pens before and they're always shit.
Yeah, they're shit.
The Hilton pens. If you stay at the Hilton, steal their pens. They're really, really good.
Someone once said to me, you should always carry a good pen around with you.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
But then if you listen to everyone that says, you should always carry a...
Mate. You'd be like Adam Sandler with phones, wallets, keys, wouldn't you?
Well, if I just take both my granddad's advice, I've got a clean handkerchief and a clean pair of socks at all times.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
So what else?
I've always got dad tissue in my back pocket.
Of course.
Because, Ben was sick earlier and I had to use it for the dog. But we were talking about taking your kids for a wee in the woods the other day and someone actually commented, shout out to this guy. I think it was Rob Clark. And he said, I thought I invented the dad move of picking a daughter up to let her go for a wee. And I was like, no. Like, I can remember my dad doing it to my sister, so it's fucking old school. And then he was like, it's like a fucking bomb gun. So obviously you shoot at it. And he was like, yeah. He says, I think it's more like a Karsha. Fucking Karsha jet wash.
Oh,
I don't know if you felt the pressure of a Karsha, but I know what he's saying. It's scary. Yeah, I can get some fucking downfalls.
So what else do you carry? You've got a pocket full of coins, haven't you?
I've got
coins.
In my Johnny pocket... Which is here.
Which is not something that the Raptors worry about.
No, they
fucking
yeah.
sailors.
They do not wrap it before they ever slap it.
Port to port.
Says who?
He's worried.
We're not getting into his weekend.
No,
we're not even getting into it. I can see bringing it up on the podcast.
Mystery is sponsored by Colgate this week.
Colgate? You need something stronger than that. Colgate.
Yeah. Ajax and Colgate.
I think the only way to get around it is dragon fire.
Yes.
Get Rygor the dragon.
Yeah, Rygor the dragon can come and just lick your lips. So I carry a load of... They're random. I've got a 50p from Australia, an old one pence, a Guernsey something. They're just random coins that I get. And like, if I ever get the 50s, because my granddad, bless him, used to collect the old school 50s. You know when they're about this big?
Mm.
Like the size of a small dinner plate.
Yeah.
And they used to have like hands going all the way
around. Yeah. I've got some of them.
Well, apparently, I didn't know, but when we went to Australia, we were stopping in, I think it was Port Douglas, and it was almost like a film set. It was fucking beautiful. It was called The Lakes. And you drove up this, like, it was like a Hollywood film set. So it was like a one road, and for every bridge where these little apartments were, there was a bridge, and each side was two different beach swimming pools. It was fucking amazing. Apart from the little shit bastard kid that was throwing sand about, and I had to tell him off. But other than that, because we didn't have kids at the time, I'm still all right with kids.
You're practicing on somebody else's
kid. Stop fucking throwing sand, man. And when the
dickhead,
when the mum's watching,
you probably called him a dickhead.
Of course,
well.
A double dickhead. Get out, you fucking knobhead. Just don't throw sand. It's really dangerous. So don't do that, kids. So other than that, it was beautiful. And I walked down there to go and get myself some beers. And this guy, I paid in like, I think I was rolling big. I had a $20 note. And it's plastic. Before ours was plastic, it was plastic. So I paid this money, and he gave me back some of my change, and one of the 50 cents was like, it was a Charles and Diana remembrance coin. I was like, did you guys do this as well? And he was like, yeah, man. Did you not know? I was like, no, fucking empty that drawer. And me and him stood there for about an hour, just, and I got all my change in 50p's or 50 cents, and I made them into key rings for people, and I got home as nice presents. And I gave him a couple of UK ones, and he was like, these are fucking shit. So I've got them in my Johnny pocket, and I've also got one coin, which I use to make the kids make a decision. So it's heads or tails.
Cake or death.
Oh man, it just rolled.
Cake or death. I've been watching watching some Eddie Izzard this week after listening to him on Rogan's podcast. The man's fascinating.
He's wicked, isn't he?
I love you the cake or death.
You know that he did all them marathons? Did you see?
Ridiculous.
He did like 1,000 marathons in 4 days.
Ridiculous.
And there was no real publicity about it.
No.
In stilettos.
Full face of makeup.
Mate, I love the way that he just does He's not awesome. Give two fucks.
Nah, nothing.
What
a
dude.
Yeah,
so that's...
I saw him live in Hollywood once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was doing... Because obviously a lot of the comics, they live in and around Hollywood, or they'll stay there and practice at the improv and the comedy store and all those kind of places. And he was doing like a secret, you know, show up and buy your tickets on the door kind of thing.
Wow.
First 250 people get in the door. So we were there a bit early because I wanted to make sure we were in. And he just wandered onto stage with like a notepad, just regular clothes, boy mode. If you listen to Rogan's podcast, that makes sense. And he walked on and he just started going through jokes. And it was very kind of casual, very conversational. Like he was talking to people in the crowd. He was like, he'd try a joke and if it didn't work, he's like, right, that one doesn't work. And he'd like,
that's
and he'd
as
make
funny
a joke.
As the fucking
out.
Joke. Yeah,
yeah,
for
yeah.
real.
It was, it's just absolute. And anybody that can do a full comedy show in a different language. Amazing.
Oh, fuck.
Because that's not even understanding the language, that's understanding the nuances of humour in that language.
Yeah. I can do it in Tourette's. You know what I mean? I can do it in Tourette's. But other than that.
Other languages?
No, a show I could do in Tourette's. Yeah, different languages.
I don't think that class as a language, though.
Languages, I get as far as I can do cheeseburger and beer in Spanish. I can say rabbit now because my daughter lost a teddy when we were on holiday last time and I had to work out what a fucking rabbit was, as well as a penguin, penguina. Rabs and Peng got lost on holiday. Fucking don't talk. I can't even talk about it now. It's all fucking bad. If anyone out there has got
penguina?
Kids with... Yeah, we did. Luckily, the rep that I made friends with that was there posted it back to us. But fucking hell, if anyone's got a kid that's attached to, I don't know, a blanket, a pillowcase, a fucking little teddy, advice to you now, if someone buys them... One of these, it's like a flat sheet of material with an animal's head and it's like a nozzle thing. If anyone ever buys your kid that, find out where they got it from immediately because it's normally Primark or Asda or some shit like that and go and buy 10. Because the fuckers that have got the hustle on the upsell and resell of fucking children's comforters is insane. Some fuckers have stopped buying Ed Sheeran tickets to go into this market. It's that big. I swear to God. Libby's got a rabbit that was from Primark that would have been, I don't know, £2. If I need a spare now, it's probably 19. It's fucking jokes. Honestly, put it into
so they
eBay.
Put the first wave
yeah,
real
they fucking
cheap
retire
to
them.
Get all the kids hooked.
Yeah. And then, the,
and then they wait for the kids to
but
lose
But it's not
it.
Even Primark doing it or other cheap shit shops. It's just people going, ah, someone's going to need that. A bit like Dwight Schrute on The Office, you know, when he buys all the Christmas toys.
So this is becoming a conspiracy theory now.
Yeah, they just buy the fucking lot.
That means we've got to blame someone for it. Who do we blame?
Them
for
fuckers. I don't know yet.
It's them, isn't it? It's that 1%.
Know. Yeah, shitbirds.
Those bastards.
Yeah, just fucking sitting on all the cash, Scrooge McDucking it through
eat
a fucking...
The rich.
Yeah.
Eat the rich.
Wake up, kids, it's head better than you. Nothing really changed about the date. Fucking yeah, eat the rich, man.
That's what it says on my jacket.
Did you expect that to come out so quickly?
No.
I did not.
No, I didn't.
I surprised myself. I think I need a tuna sandwich. I can't remember what
I absolutely need a tuna sandwich. I am starving. So are we all good?
One other thing I need to tell you about.
Go on then.
Lewis Capaldi.
Go on then.
You need to follow him. Do you follow him on Instagram?
No.
He's the singer. He's the new guy. The new phenomenon that sings... I don't know the whole song, but he.
I know
sings
exactly
that.
What song you're
yeah.
talking about. Though,
when you see him, he looks nothing like you'd expect. He's really? Like he's like your chubby cousin that never got a beard, and he's lovely, isn't he? Like he's on Instagram now. Basically, someone said, I googled your net worth, and it was like 10 million." And he was on Instagram going, "It's not. I've not got anywhere near that."
No.
I'm trying to justify himself to the taxman. He's fucking brilliant. It's like, not only is singing, like, his singing's good, don't get me wrong, but his sense of humour and everything. Like, if you watch him on Instagram, honestly, he went, he was in Hollywood or something like that, and he looked, he's a proper fish out of water. And he went to take a shit in his hotel room, and there was no toilet brush or plunger. And he's literally sat there filming himself going, "Right, last night I went to take a shite and it won't go away, so I need to go and buy a plunger." And he's fucking, he's just documenting this whole thing. And his record label's across the street, it's fucking, like, obviously all glamorous and all this shit. And he goes out and buys a plunger and walking back, he's like, "Ah, fuck, should have bought a bag." He's just walking along with this fucking plunger to go and get rid of his last night's dinner. But yeah, he's a proper, proper funny dude. And I think he's definitely worth a follow. That's my follow of the week.
Okay.
That's what I was going to talk to you about.
Owen's follow of the week.
Lewis Capaldi. Yeah, it's good, man. He's really funny.
All right, we'll check that out.
I don't think there's anything else, mate.
What about Beat the Streets?
Oh, dude. Yo!
Good call. Good call. Did you watch it?
I saw Ben Askren get put on his ass.
Dude.
That's what I watched.
The difference in speed of a takedown between someone that's wearing wrestling shoes and someone that's not.
Not only that, how much lower was he?
Oh, man.
He went full in for Christie. He was like, yeah. It's almost, because if you look at Ben Askren, he was like an embarrassed adult. You know when adults go and do stuff like with kids and they're playing football and there's like a whiz kid that's like fucking 9 and he's doing kick-ups and this bloke who fancied himself as a footballer back in the day is like, "Go on then, I'll have a game with you, I'll have a game with you, son." And he goes out and like this kid just runs ring around him. He just walks off sort of laughing it off like, "Yeah, yeah, back in my day," and like does not want anything else to do with it. Like, will not. It's like when a kid at jiu-jitsu bends your yeah, good one.
Yeah. What you want to actually do is this.
What you should have done, my dog. Yeah, it's all right. I've got to go and fetch the kid.
That's what Askren was missing.
He looked,
coaching tips after he lost.
Dude, he looked like he looked so uncomfortable. He's like almost laughing it off like it wasn't a thing. And the other dude was like, "Yo, there's fucking levels to this." And the mats almost weren't big enough for that takedown.
There were even on some of the earlier matches, there were people getting charged off the mats. Mm. Like takedowns into the front row. Mm.
It was how low he was.
I'm all for it.
It was fucking wicked.
Had some spikes in there. Let's go really crazy.
Spikes. You're going to dip them in glue. And then in Skittles.
Oh, yeah. Skittles and gummy bears.
Yeah, and glass. Yeah.
Did you see there Jordan Burroughs and Ben Askren's post-fight interview together?
No, I didn't. No. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Were they embraces? Yeah, I can imagine Ben Askren would embrace.
Yeah, he did, and he was pretty.
Was he like an embarrassed adult that got shown up by a child?
He wasn't as bad as he was when he was fighting like that, for sure. But he was quite humble about it, to be fair.
Mm.
I think Ben Askren is. I think his true character is that. You know, when it was fight week and he was driving along, I know he's done his boom roasted thing because he's just that awkward guy that's good at wrestling. And the problem is. He's almost, when he was saying, like, when he was talking about Masvidal doing the three-piece, that's just inbred to him. That is just built into that guy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Why did you hit a guy? Why did you have to say something nasty?" And it's like, yeah, I get it, but I kind of like that. I kind of like having that bit of a bad blood.
I think he's a great character.
Yeah, for real. Mm. But I equally like the Ben Askren, like, awkward, curly, frizzy-haired fuck, boom-roasted character as much as I like Jorge Masvidal. And it almost gives it that... I know we were talking about pro wrestling earlier, but it almost gives it that character that people take it. I mean, you were talking to Brad about it, having that, the outlaw, when you've got, Brad's got his braces on and his trilby and his paper and his Chaz and Dave. There's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
But I do.
And Askren's definitely got that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's got it in that awkward, "I've not even got that" sort of deal. Where,
and the other thing as well, you know, taking on, you know, one of the best competitive wrestlers of this time and... spending most of his time working MMA instead of freestyle wrestling, which is very different.
Mate, it's insane. Well, the thing is, imagine if that guy had that sort of takedown in MMA.
Yeah.
You'd go through the cage.
I would argue that it'd be slower if he didn't have shoes on, though.
And if he's going to get punched in the chops.
Well, there is that as well.
Imagine if it's all like, did a snatch, you know, Mickey's tiger punch in snatch where he just went for a spear, it's like, poof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think we'll see Jordan Burroughs in MMA.
Well, did you see that Gaethje had posted that he went 7-4 with him and it was the closest that Burroughs has fought anyone?
Is that right?
Yeah, he lost to him, but it was 7-4.
You know, that was at 74 kilos. Which is...
and four.
What, 163 pounds?
Okay.
164 pounds, something like that.
That's the amount of tuna I'm about
like
to
that's, eat. That means Ben Askren's, like, not as big of a welterweight as you would think.
No, I still see Gaethje against him. I still watch it.
Yeah, be a good fight.
I'll watch Gaethje against anyone, man.
Burroughs said he wouldn't make that transition in that post fight with Askren.
He did. He said,
"Yeah,
he
said I'm not gonna." But imagine if I'd done 9 fights in MMA where I'd be to Askren.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means.
I think he will.
Yeah. The thing I'd is, like I mean, to see him in there. It'd be amazing.
You know, as he said in his post-fight interview, like on the mats, he was saying that that's how he makes his money now. That's how he feeds his family. And it's got to be limited what you can do with that. I mean, even if he crosses over to like Polaris or EBI or something
imagine
like
that.
Imagine
if he went to Bellator or something. There's still a lot. You know, something a little bit...
I think it would be easier for him to transition to MMA than it would be to straight grappling.
Yeah. I just want to see that explosiveness matched up with a few hands.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like his takedowns against MMA fighters.
Mate, if Robbie Lawler had that takedown and landed Askren the way he landed instead of slamming him on his neck.
Yeah.
Could have been a different result, couldn't it?
We've got to keep an eye on him. I mean, I've enjoyed watching him wrestle as well. Ricky Lundell always used to send me links to his matches. He is very, very impressive, but I think we'll see him in MMA.
For the old wrestling.
Competitors are competitive, aren't they?
Yeah, I can't help but think of Randy Marsh, Stansted out of South Park, whenever anyone says wrestling. Do you mean wrestling? That's not wrestling.
Cool, all good?
That's it, man.
Yeah?
That's it.
All good?
Back to wearing a cap next week. You're going to be all right with it?
I've gone through all of them now. Yeah, you can have caps back now. I'm done.
I can feel it's growing. Because if you look, it just gets long too quick.
It does.
And he did my beard really fucking short. Look. Took me ages to grow that shit flower, but it felt so nice I kept falling asleep. He's like, I make you look like goat. I'm like, no. And then when I woke up, I was like, where's it gone? He's like, it's nice, okay? You like? I'm like, all right, Boris, thanks. Yeah.
Nice
one, dude.
Cool. All right.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening.
If you like what you heard, subscribe via iTunes. YouTube. Or get help real quick from the YouTube. Worldwide.